Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning and praise the Lord. This is the day that our Lord hath made. We shall do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is imagination. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 2 Samuel. Second Samuel chapter 6, verses 13 through 23. And while you are getting your Bibles ready, let me go ahead and give you our quick announcements. Number one, there has been a date change for the Women's Conference at Outreach of Excitement Church. So instead of tomorrow night, which is Friday, September 22nd, I will be ministering next Friday, which is the 29th at 7:30 p.m. They still do not have electricity post-Hurricane Irma. So they informed me on yesterday that they're moving the conference back a week. So please go in and set the date to make sure you come out and worship with me and in their church on Friday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m. Their theme is Women Who Refuse to Compromise. Number two, remember to order your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge Countdown Journal. Our challenge starts on September 23rd, which is also my birthday, and we're going to work this countdown together, counting down the last 100 days of 2017. As we remove all spiritual and natural clutter to produce a fruitful 2018. And finally, save the information to tune in with me to Morning Motivation Live at 6:30 by calling in at 323-870-4180. But if you missed the broadcast live, I always post the recording after 8 a.m., so there's no reason for you to walk out and not have gotten your spiritual breakfast. You can hear it on my website at feeldfire.com, on my Facebook page at Rossi Williams, which is R-A-W-S-I, or you can actually follow the show. There's a link on our website and our mobile site where you can just click and sign up to follow the show, and that way you will be alerted when the recording is ready as well as when the live show starts. All right? Those are the announcements. More details are on the website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. So govern yourselves accordingly, please. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verses 13 through 23, reading from the KJV. This is going to be so good. And it was so that when they bare the ark of the Lord, they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces. He, meaning David, King David, sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel. Stay with me now, because this is going to be important. As well to the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Now listen what happened when David went home. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord, which chose me before thy father and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord." Now listen to this, y'all. This is powerful. Listen to what else David said. "And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight," or shameless, or defiled in my own sight. "And of the hand servants," or the maid servants, "which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor." Last verse. "Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death." This is powerful. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Imagination. And the scripture that I just read for you today, we got to see what happens when you have imagination. And we also got to see what happens when you don't have imagination anymore. You see, David was bringing the ark of the covenant of the Lord into his city, and David was king. And just the thought of knowing that he had been the one appointed to receive and bring up this covenant, it was powerful. This ark of the covenant was powerful unto him, because he understood all that it meant to be able to bring up the covenant, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And because he could not only see just what was happening naturally, but envision what that meant spiritually and down the road, his soul got happy to the point where he danced before the Lord with everything that was in him. This word said he danced before the Lord so mightily that he danced out of his clothes. That's how happy he was. That's how much he saw the vision of what was happening. That's because he had the power of imagination. Now, Michal was the daughter of Saul, and Saul was the prior or a previous king who had asked David to marry his daughter Michal after David had been successful in battle. So Michal is there, and she sees David dancing. He's the king. He's dancing all out of his clothing. And she begins to despise him in her heart. And now there's a lot of other backdrop to this that I don't even have the time to go over in 15 minutes. But she began to despise him. "Look at him. He's the king, acting like a fool, acting like a shameless person, out there shouting and dancing. What is he shouting and dancing about? What is he so excited about? All he's doing is bringing in an ark of the covenant of God. Why does that require him to have to shout and dance and fall all over the place and get naked before people? Why is all of that necessary?" Imagination. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18, the Bible teaches us that where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. See, when you have vision, you can get excited even now about things that have not yet manifested in your life, because you see where you're going. You see what God is going to do for you. You see the end result, although no one else may see it now. I could take you back to Bill Gates and how he was able to see what would happen in technology in relation to computers and software back at a time when computers were so large that nobody could even dream of a personal computer in everyone's home. We could go back to Steve Jobs and Apple and iPhone, and we could go back to Warren Buffett. We could go back to Oprah Winfrey. I could take you through so many people. We could go to Barack Obama being the first African American president and envisioning that when he was an unknown junior senator running against the political machine. See, when you have vision, it causes you to see things that other people cannot see. And when you see it, you begin to imagine it. And when you imagine it, then you just begin to get happy and excited. Now, the people who have no vision perish, as we just read today, because they can only exist in the here and now. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible teaches us that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. See, when you have no knowledge, you can't even have any vision or imagination. Because all you can deal with is the context of your little four corners of the world. You don't get to see anything. You don't get to imagine anything different. All you know is what you've been exposed to and how sad of an existence when you will go your whole life and not cause yourself to be exposed to more than what you grew up with. You understand? You could have grown up with all the money in the world. But I tell you, people with money kill themselves every day. Life is about even more than that. You have to have some imagination. Now, you remember when we were children. Boy, we could sit there and we could play with two sticks. And before we finished, those two sticks were kings and queens, or they were mighty in battle. They were entire kingdoms. We were immersed in worlds outside of our own four corners that we'd never been to. That's what imagination does. Imagination causes you to see yourself in a better place. And because you see yourself in a better place, then you begin to shout and praise God. You begin to dance before Him mightily. You just begin to smile and laugh. Sometimes you're driving in the car and you just see something great. And you start smiling and laughing. And your kids are like, what in the world? What in the world? Your girlfriend or boyfriend? What in the world? You're at work and you just start smiling all day and your colleagues are saying, why are you so happy? Because I have imagination. I see a better day than today. So imagination will cause you to shamelessly uncover yourself because you see yourself not just in the present, but happily living in the future God has ordained for you. You see the miracles. You see the release from all spiritual and natural bondage. You see the promotion, the marriage, the healing, money in the bank, the expansion of your business, your ministry, and your church. You see the transformation of yourself, losing weight or gaining muscle, whatever it is that you know you want to do, imagination takes you there. But a lack of imagination will do for you what it did for Michael. It'll make you bitter, envious, and jealous. You will not only be able to have the inability to celebrate anyone else's vision, you won't even be able to celebrate or prioritize yourself because you have no vision. You will always only see yourself and everything in its worst state of being. Everything will be wrong and nothing will be right. But when you allow yourself to find your imagination again, it will make you act in your own best interest. So you bring about the perfect will of God in your life. And if you don't know how to act in your own best interest, I want you to go back and hear yesterday's broadcast, Acting in Your Own Best Interest. I received so much positive feedback and messages on that broadcast. You can hear it on the Morning Motivation page at feelthefire.com. Now, our time is running, but I want to read some of these lyrics to you. This is a song by Kirk Franklin. And it is entitled, Imagine Me. Listen to this and prepare yourself because I'll go straight into prayer afterward. Imagine me, loving what I see when the mirror looks at me because I imagine me in a place of no insecurities. And I'm finally happy because I imagine me, letting go of all the ones who hurt me because they never did deserve me. Can you imagine me? Saying no to thoughts that try to control me. Remembering all you told me, Lord, can you imagine me? over what my mama said and healed from what my daddy did. And I want to live and not read that page again. Imagine me being free, trusting you totally. Finally, I can imagine me. I admit it was hard to see you being in love with someone like me. But finally, I can imagine me being strong and not letting people break me down. Praise the Lord. You won't get that joy this time around. Can you imagine me? Let's go into prayer. Father, we praise you this morning. You're such a mighty good God. We honor you today. Father, your word teaches us in Revelation 21 and verse 4 that there will come a time that you will wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying. There will be no more pain, and that all of the former things will have passed away. But Father, you also teach us that we don't have to just imagine the afterlife to be happy, but we can do like David in the scripture that we read this morning and dance before you mightily with all our might. We can do what the word tells us in Philippians 4:4, to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We can do this, Lord, because we know in Jeremiah 29:11, you've told us that you know the plans you have for us. And those are plans to prosper us and never to harm us. Because in Ephesians 3:20, you've told us that you do exceeding abundantly for us above all that we could ever ask or think. So, God, we can rejoice in you this morning. We can take our imaginations back. We can dream again. We can have vision again. We can see ourselves in a better place than this. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later, that they get their imagination back, that they find that childlike joy in life again. And if they're already feeling good, that they enhance their imaginations to feel even better, to live their best lives now. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Come on. Dance, dance, dance. Praise, praise, praise. Be excited right now. See that they see themselves living their best lives every day from henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and magnify him. I have to give you our altar call and then our task for today, and we'll end with our song of today. Keep praising the Lord. For those of you who are not saved, or you're backslidden, or you've lost faith in God, I want you to repeat after me, and then we'll go to our task for today. Father, I come in Jesus' name asking the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Everyone, just to continue to praise him, don't stop praising him. I know our time has run. Hallelujah. Now, our topic for today is imagination. Your task for today is to imagine yourself living your best life. In other words, if everything was exactly the way you wanted it in your life, that includes you, the person you love, your family, if it was a utopia, if you could handcraft it just the way you wanted everything to be, that's what I want you to imagine. And then I want you to write that down somewhere that you don't lose it, because we're going to work that during our 100-day challenge. And today I want you to do the first step and trying to get to that point, whatever it is that you need to do. All right, wasn't that a powerful word? Now, our song for today is, guess what? Imagine Me by Kirk Franklin. Those are the lyrics I just read to you. Remember, go to feelthefire.com to get more information on the announcements. Send others to feelthefire.com because they'll be able to hear this broadcast. I know you know some other people who need to get their imagination back. So all you need to do is tell them to go to feelthefire.com, feelthefire.com. And on the morning motivation page, they can hear this message from their cell phones, tablets, desktops. It doesn't matter. All right. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Go to feelthefire.com and get your imagination back today, so you can prioritize you.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. just me. Honest with you. The song is dedicated to people like me, those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. Never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now. It's all gone. Every sin, every mistake, every failure, it's all gone. Depression, gone. By faith, gone. Low self-esteem. Yesterday, it's all gone.
It's gone.
What your mother did, what your father did. Hallelujah.
Listen, find love, and protect and prioritize yourself. Get your imagination back. See you in the morning. Go to feelthefire.com.